I recently caught up with Subaru's Liberty Sedan. The nameplate's been around for about 25 years and the model gets better year on year, both in four-cylinder and six-cylinder form. Firstly, on the 2.5-litre horizontally opposed four-cylinder CVT automatic, I tested the higher-grade premium at $35,990. On paper, it offers enormous value, keeping in mind that Subaru last year really sharpened their pencil. The four-cylinder Liberty sits in the medium car segment. Year-to-date, the Camry's the big seller, followed by the Mazda 6, the Liberty, and the new Volkswagen Passat. The Passat is much newer and more modern perhaps, but it's significantly dearer to the Liberty. According to Glass's resale guide, the Liberty holds 55% of its value after 3 years, better than most in its class, due to Subaru's reputation for reliability and serviceability. Build quality on the test car was first class. In addition to lowering Liberty prices last year, Subaru lifted specification and it's better equipped to four-cylinder competitors, and the premium model even gets a sunroof. It's also able to use more affordable 91 RON fuel, which Passat can't, and I manage 7.5 litres per 100 about town. As an example of Liberty value, the base 2.5i automatic is the same price of the Liberty available back in 2002, and even today it has a lot more features, such as all-wheel drive. I'm David Berthon.